Okay, we are recording. If you'll state your full name and title for the record, please.
Yeah, my name is Crystal Milligan. I'm a volunteer coordinator slash advocate for House of Hope.
Well, Crystal, we've got a big event coming up in September with a charity golf tournament. Talk to me a little bit about the event itself, if you will, please.
I will. We're very excited this year. It's going to be a celebrity tournament. We have former Royals players, former Chiefs players that are going to be here. It's chaired this year by Jim Eisenwright, who is a Royals player, and he is our chairman of the event this year. It's going to be held September 12th. At Shirky Golf Club in Richmond, Missouri. We're going to have at 9 o'clock is registration, but at 8 o'clock the driving range opens. At 11 o'clock is our shotgun start. We're going to be having lunch as well, prizes and awards. Afterwards, we have contests such as the longest drive, longest putt, Las Vegas hole, grand prize hole in one. And the celebrities is... How we're going to do that is we're going to, every team will be in one hat and the celebrities in another hat, and we will pull a team name and a celebrity name, and that celebrity will be on that team. And the good thing is, if you're a registered team already, this is what we're going to do. If you get another team to register, you'll be able to come and have a VIP breakfast with the celebrities that morning at 9. So that's a big incentive, and we're still needing whole sponsors and teams. And I would love to have all the players I can, and for a good cause, for House of Hope, who is a domestic violence, sexual assault, rape crisis, emergency shelter, and we have several outreach programs as well. And we cover Ray, Carroll, and Lafayette and Eastern Jackson counties.
Crystal, can we name names yet as far as the celebrities that might be on hand or some of them?
Some of them that had said they would be here is such as like Frank White, possibly Neil Smith. Has said there, I know Sean Sedlicek, Jim Eisenwright, of course, is chairing it. There's several others, but Jim Eisenwright is in charge of that. He's getting the celebrities for us, and so he actually has a list of several. He said he's got up to 15 to 17 of them right now that are coming, that have said they would be here.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. Okay, do we have a dollar amount goal that we're trying to reach?
A dollar amount, we always want to exceed last year. Of course, we always like to go at least, to at least 15,000 this year if we could. Our goal is to get 25 teams. We have, as of yesterday, 14 teams. So we're needing several more, but we're getting the word out there and trying to get teams signed up. It's $100 for a single player, $400 for a team, and if you want to do a whole sponsor, that's $100 as well. So you want to do a whole sponsor and a team, of course, it's $500. But we would love for people to recruit teams, help us get teams. It is for a good cause, beautiful day. You can play some golf and know that it's going to be money well spent to go to help victims of abuse, women, children, and men.
Okay, so Crystal, if I have listeners out there and they're thinking, oh, a whole sponsorship, that sounds interesting. Tell us exactly what that will entail.
A whole sponsor is you get your name on our advertisements. You get a big sign put by one of the holes at the golf course. And, of course, it'll be in the newspaper, that you were a sponsor. So we do some advertising as well as on that day. You'll have a big sign out there name on it.
Good. Yeah. Good advertising, good cause all the way around. Okay. Can we talk specifically about how the funds, I know we've talked about what you do as an organization. Is there a specific goal for these specific funds, or will they support the program in general?
They will support the program in general and our victims, such as, because we do transportation, we do emergency shelter here that we have to provide the food and the, electricity and stuff for our shelter, because we're averaging around 30 people or more in our shelter at all times now. And so that's 3 meals a day and stuff, which we are so glad to do. But, of course, as we know, that takes funds for us to provide that, because there's no charge for any of the services that we do. So it helps us provide education and presentations that we do and get materials that the clients want. Sometimes they come in and they don't have any clothing at that time, so we provide, get clothing and different things for them that way.
Crystal, we've told people how badly we want them to come and play and participate. Let's tell them how to do so. How should they get registered, and will you cut off registration days?
No, they can register right up to the time, but it's nice to let us know beforehand so we know how many teams we're going to have and carts that we're going to need at the golf course, because they need to know how many carts we're going to have. And you can register. You can call myself, Crystal Milligan, and at House of Hope at 660-259-4766. Or our chair is Jim Eisenwright, and it's 816-853-9185.
Crystal, do you guys have a website?
Yes, we do.
Is this information on that website?
It's www.lexingtonhouseofhope.org.
Perfect. I will put that link on our website as well, and I'll probably go ahead and run the story now. We'll try to send some people your way, and then we'll run it a little bit closer again. Anything else that we need to add this morning?
Just know that we really would love to see everyone out, and how much we appreciate all the efforts and all the support we do get at House of Hope from so many people and everywhere. I mean, they're so wonderful about supporting House of Hope, and we do appreciate everything for our victims do as well, and we just appreciate everything that we do get. And so we just want to thank everyone.
Very good. All right. I think we're...